Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Did you stay up and watch last night?
I did stay up and watch, and, you know.
Saquon's got to catch that ball, man.
You got to. I mean, we can say what we want about it, all these coaches and Sirianni and all, but Saquon even said it himself. If I catch that ball, game over. We win.
Do you think – so, I mean, here's the situation, right? If they run the ball there, if anybody didn't watch, the Eagles had a – what was the score at that point? I think it was 20. It was 21-19
because they ended up kicking the field goal to win it, right?
No, 21-15.
No, they had a score. Yeah, they had a score.
Because
they had to kick the extra point to win it. So the Eagles had a 21-15 lead, and they had
1 minute and something left on the clock.
Oh, it was third and three. All they have to do, there's a minute 46 left. The Falcons only had one timeout left. So if you run the ball, one, you could pick up the first down, right?
Yeah.
If you pick up the first down, then the game is 100% over. But if you run the ball anyway, you can then.
Did they have timeout?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Falcons.
But see the whole thing.
The Falcons have one left. If you run the ball there, the Falcons have to use their timeout. Then you kick the field goal. You make it 21-15.
We could say
you can run the ball and get a first down.
I understand that, but what if they get tackled and they kick it in? Kirk goes down and scores anyway. He got to catch that damn ball. This is a point here where, yeah, the coach did something crazy, but the play was, it was there, it was working, it hit his hands. He got to catch the ball in that moment. Saquon got to catch that. He put it right on him. And you look at it and, like, what was he looking at? All he did, catch it and fall forward, you're good.
Right.
You know? And I think, yes, run the ball, it seems like analytics would tell you run there, you got more time off the clock. But, hell, we saw somebody go down and score with 19 seconds. With our Pat Mahomes in.
Well, there's a couple things here. I routinely blast Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He's not calling plays, one. It's Kellen Moore that called the play. Yeah. I imagine he heard that we're passing here, but the play was there.
Yeah,
right?
It was there.
The play was there. Saquon's
when you,
catch
when you
the
call
ball.
It and it and it's there and it seemed to be working and it hits both hands, and I don't think Saquon is saying, oh, it was my fault just to say it. He knows if I catch this ball and turn upfield, game is over.
I think lost in the controversy over Saquon dropped it. I think Sirianni's an easy target, right, in this situation.
Definitely.
He tried to win the game. They made a play to win the game. If he catches the ball, game over.
Yeah.
Now, you could argue if you run the ball, you might get it anyway, the way they were gouging the Falcons on the ground. But regardless, you know what could have made it a lot easier? A lot easier?
Mm-hmm.
Just stop Kirk.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Falcons were actually out of timeouts.
See, they have to get some damn pass rush to start doing some things. We could blame Sirianni in one play, but that defense is not very good.
B, they get the ball first and 10 from their own 30
mm-hmm.
with a minute 39.
Okay.
They proceed to go six plays, 70 yards fast.
Yeah, in a minute and like 7 seconds, something like that. You should never let that happen that quick.
I mean, Kirk was okay in this game. Like, his final stat line is fine. Wasn't great. He finished the game 20 of 29 for 240, two touchdowns, right?
The good thing is no INTs.
But going into no INTs for sure. But going into that last drive, he was just kind of
he had 170, almost 160-something yards.
Sure, which is now the new norm in the NFL. But
yeah.
Listen to the last drive. It was just remarkable. I mean, Kirk was just so dialed in. So first and 10 from the 30, he connects with Kyle Pitts for 11 yards. Mm-hmm. Then they're going no huddle, takes a deep shot to Darnell Mooney for 21, then another deep shot to Mooney for 26. At this point, they almost have to, like, slow down. Like, I mean, they're just so – they have moved the ball to the Eagles' 12-yard line in three plays.
We've talked about the Eagles' pass rush and their secondary, and it came back to bite them right there.
Totally. So then you get Kirk to Drake London, pushed out of bounds. Then you've got second and five. Kirk throws the first incompletion on this comeback drive. Then you get third and five from the 7. And Drake London put a move on, I think it was Darius Slay. I don't know if Slay thought he had outside help. I don't know what the hell Slay thought he had. But Slay broke inside. London broke to the pylon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was an easy pitch and catch 6. Then, I mean, just to make this game that much wackier, London gets the personal foul call, which I don't know what the hell is taunting and what isn't. I didn't think that celebration, because he was mimicking a gun, I don't know. Maybe you're not allowed to pretend. I don't know what.
Well, they've been saying stuff about that, like weapon, when you act like you're shooting and things of that nature, you're not supposed to be able to
I guess. He was almost to the sideline, though. Like,
it's crazy, man.
Here's what I know. If that's for the kids, fewer kids would have seen it until they called the flag and then ESPN had to reshow it. Like, I didn't see it in real time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, the league have to put on that show that we do everything for the kid. No, you do everything for the green.
So then it's a 15-yarder for the extra point, which they need to send it to win it. If at this point it's tied 21-21, and some of us holding a ticket on the under really wanted this game to end in regulation. And so my man Young Ho Koo has to kick the extra point as a 47-yarder.
Yeah.
He got it there. It wasn't pretty, but he got it there. And then the Eagles get the ball back with a legitimate – all they need is a field goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're not in a terrible position. The Eagles still had two timeouts. So you're like, all right, maybe Hurts goes the other way. Connects with Goddard quick. It's first and 10 from their 43. They're almost to midfield. Realistically, you probably need another 20 yards there.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts gets pressured, throws a deep shot, easy interception for Jesse Bates. Falcons win. Eagles are 1-1. Your Washington Commanders tied for first place in the NFC East.
Yep. But I'm looking at that. I was just looking at the series as you were talking. It's like you were doing a play-by-play. They were running the plays right behind you.
It was
they play prevent. And whatever we say the prevent defense does for you, prevent you from losing. I mean, from winning. That was the first pass to Mooney. You had three people, I think four, but he was sitting in the middle of them, and they were all 5 to 7 yards away from him. How do you have that many people checking the guy and nobody is right up on him?
I think defensively, the Eagles in that game were – I think Philly has a real problem, and I'm not suggesting that Washington is rolling in it, but Philly doesn't get any pressure. I've
said that to you. When the old man Fletcher decided to leave, that caused some problems for him.
Now,
what Fletcher did up the middle for them for years, he just collapsed the interior of offensive line. They didn't have that last year.
The week before, Kirk did not look right because it was his first game back from that Achilles. He's only, say, 10 months removed from it. Now, granted, it's the Steelers, and the Steelers have an all-world defense. You got Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, Highsmith, all those guys, right? Now, the Steelers only got 2 sacks, but they got to Kirk. They hit him, 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actual hits. That doesn't count hurries, making him uncomfortable, all of that stuff. Last night, you watch that game. The Falcons, I think, realized they needed to get Kirk under center a little bit more, set up the play action. That's where he's most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
the Eagles just didn't get to Kirk. They had one sack that came via the middle, and they only hit Kirk twice. Kirk was pretty damn comfortable. And, Brian, you could tell me, Bryce Huff, which a lot of people were high on, coming from the Jets as, you know, this possible breakout candidate. He had been good on the Jets. The Eagles gave him a lot of money to come from the Jets, you know, travel down the turnpike to Philly. He has done squat douche so far.
Yeah.
Now, it's only two games, but here's where I would caution, like, the Bryce Huff excitement in free agency. The first 3 years of his career, in plenty of playing time, he had two sacks, three and a half sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, going into the last year of his deal, he had 10 sacks. That's not to suggest he's doing anything wrong. Maybe his role changed. Who knows?
Yep.
But you get paid off of 1 year of production is always at least a little bit of keep your eye on that. I haven't looked at PFF numbers. I don't know if they're out yet. Maybe he is doing a great job setting the edge. But last night, watching that game live, the Eagles have no pressure.
Yeah.
And to have no pressure late and then to play so soft in that situation didn't seem like a Vic Fangio, like, defense, frankly.
That looked like that. Oh, we're going to just let them go. But if you're letting them catch, you don't only let them catch the ball way in front of you and you come up and make a tackle. Not a 24-yard and a 26-yard are back-to-back. Somebody has to be close enough to that damn receiver where he can't just run a route, sit down, and just hit me in the chest. Because there was nobody close.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He was able to catch the ball, hit the ground, get up, and they finally came in touch.
Pretty good, entertaining game. We'll have our guy Barstool Nate on the program later. Nate had, I don't know how much cash he had on it, but he had a big bet on the Eagles' defense or special teams to score, and there looked like a pick six opportunity early on in that thing against Kirk that the DB didn't quite bring in. Tush push still looks quite effective for the Eagles, but that line is nowhere near as good as they were with Kelsey. And I even think Juergens is good.
Juergens is going to get there. I mean,
but he's not. Jason Kelsey's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey had been – you saw Jason Kelsey doing that in what, year 13, 14?
Right.
This kid, Juergens, he'll get there. He's not there right now, but he's damn good.
Now, we saw a lot of Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
And he was wearing like an Italian green jumpsuit.
Hey, man. The dude is funny. And he talks. He says stuff. They're going to get all they can out of him. And he should get all he can. Because normally that doesn't happen for offensive linemen.
I have said this for some time, and I feel like I might be on an island. And certainly Taylor Swift doesn't agree with me. I like Jason Kelsey more than Travis Kelsey. Also, and this is where the take perhaps gets hotter, I think you can make a real argument Jason Kelsey was the better football player. I think Jason Kelsey as a center has been better than what Travis has been as a tight end. And I'm not knocking what Travis has been as a tight end.
I think you do. That's a stretch right there, brother.
Bro, Travis Kelsey gets to play with Patrick Mahomes. Jason Kelsey was the center on a Super Bowl winning team with Nick Foles.
But you understand, still, it's not his fault that he's playing with Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not knocking.
And he's only been like the best tight end out there thing for a long time. And he got the richest woman out there. So, I mean, come on now.
I don't know. When Gronk was playing, I think Gronk was better than Kelsey. No. And I think Gronk left early.
No.
You don't think Gronk was better?
I think Kelsey's career has been better.
Maybe the extent of his career.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, the player debate is something. I don't necessarily, like, I have never listened to their podcast. It's not on my short list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people do, and that's great. Good for them. They're getting paid a truckload of money,
yeah.
And that's great. I kind of like Jason Kelsey. I don't care one way or another, but it's time to say good morning to the aquarium because my question is fairly simple. Landfill makes the sheet and writes things down, and he said, Kelsey, annoying. Landfill, you think he's annoying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think that they really need to understand that sometimes less is more, and that maybe if you don't have the guy on the broadcast for like an entire 45 minutes, people could enjoy it better.
It was a while where he was in there with Joe and Troy, but I actually kind of enjoyed him being in the booth when they were running the tush push and stuff.
Too much Kelsey. Dial it back.
I think it was a lot of Kelsey because they were in Philly and it was his first time back. I don't think we'll see that much normally. They're paying him a boatload and they want to get...
They got to take advantage of it and they got to get their money's worth.
Agreed.
Yeah, but it wasn't entertaining. Like,
you
I don't care
like
how much you're paying
last
the guy.
Last year you would have liked it when you were an Eagle fan. I don't think nothing's wrong with it. I mean,
you prefer Kelsey or Gronk?
Gronk, to me, says absolutely nothing.
I don't think Gronk gives you a heck of a lot.
Gronk is a meathead on a TV station.
I think I know what Lamb feels.
He's a wild man. I give him that. But he says nothing to entertain me or teach me anything about football.
I think I have a theory, and I could certainly be wrong. I think the ESPN Monday Night Football broadcasts with Joe and Troy, I think those two over the years have really found their groove, and I think it's a damn good broadcast. And I think adding another person into that in a tight game disrupted the flow a little. Is that where you're going, Landini?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
He doesn't
but
like those two people neither.
No, I like Ryan and Joe.
I think Joe Buck used to be so sanctimonious and has just kind of eased into his career at this point and is just really good at calling a game.
Mm. I like him.
I do,
too. He calls multiple sports.
Yeah, for sure.
Way too much Kelsey, less Kelsey.
Okay.
It'll be less of him going forward.
Landfill has two questions here that we're all going to answer. I'll start with Jeffrey. We did this last week with the Ravens. Jeff, did the Eagles choke last night?
Yes. Yes.
That was a choke.
That was a straight choke.
Yeah, yes. That one was a choke.
How could you drop that ball, man? I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but Saquon.
That wasn't no hard catch.
No, that wasn't
a hard pass to catch.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not easy because usually, you know, guys like us that never played in the league, they usually say the fat guys that never played professionally always got to say.
Well, I'm going to say it for you. That was an easy catch.
Yeah, dog. You should have ended the game.
And that's why he said, you know, I can't miss that. I don't know how his hands were or whatever. It just looked funny, and it went right off his hands. I don't know. But you make sure you get the palms on that thing and fall forward.
You got to certainly. You know, in that situation where Saquon drops that,
I still hit 22 carry for 95 yards, still having Joe Shane in the hot seat.
Well, I was going to say, outside of Dave Pollock and the Falcons fans, the hundreds of Falcons fans, maybe brave enough to be at that game, but just people that are Atlanta fans watching, they were fired up when Saquon dropped that. Joe Shane was fired up when Saquon dropped. Because this thing is, I think it's become quite personal. The Giants are the only NFC East team at 0-2 now. I don't know what the Eagles are, dude. I thought Hurts was really good last night.
But 80-something yards rushing.
I think Saquon's really good last night until the drop. I think if they have A.J. Brown, that's a different game.
If A.J. Brown, I think they win going away.
I don't know what they've got defensively, man.
Defensively, they have a lot. They have a problem. They got to get better at defense. But let's go back to the offense. Who was the little kid? Covey.
Britton Covey.
They went to him more than they went to anybody.
They went to I texted you and another friend of ours. I was a little surprised by the run Britton Covey was getting last night. This is a undrafted kid, I believe, out of Utah. Has bounced around. He's been in Philly a couple seasons. Last year had 29 catches for 417 yards. You want to guess the size of this young man?
He looked like he's about 5'8", probably 175, 180 pounds.
It's pretty damn good if you didn't look that up.
I didn't. I just called it.
He's listed at 5'8", 173.
He looks small, dude.
Not a big fella.
He looks small.
Britton Covey last night. Now, granted, A.J. Brown is out. Britton Covey last night got 6 targets. Not a lot of depth on these targets. 6 catches for 23 yards. Caught everything thrown his way, though. And I couldn't help but notice they looked to Covey significantly more than Dotson, who they just traded for. And we can have that conversation on its own. I kind of think that's annoying. I kind of think, Landfill, all the people that called in freaking out that they didn't get value for Jahan Dotson, phone line's open. 800-636-1067. We're just getting warmed up.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.